Last week we reviewed how through Christ's death and resurrection he conquered the powers of sin and evil and death. So that could always raise the question of, well, if Christ does this, and if this has advantages for everyone, if everyone is subject and can partake in this kind of salvation, what advantage is there to being a Christian? Why should I be a Christian? Naturally, there are a great number of advantages, because when Christ did this, not just conquering the powers of sin and evil and death in the point after death, that has a profound effect on the world we live in. But imagine if our world was governed by the kingdom of God. If our world was governed by I can get any frogs in my throat this morning. If our world is governed by love, and if our world was following, as we say in the Lord's Prayer, God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So if the world is going to be transformed in such a way, because this world is being transformed, when there will be a time when sin is no more and God's will reigns. Oh, thank you. And being a Christian is the beginning of this process. Being a Christian is us getting ready for the world that is to come. Being a Christian helps us to be awake spiritually and to be prepared. When we are baptized, we begin this Christian journey. And the real theology behind baptism is that we are united to Christ in his death and resurrection. And so the kingdom of God becomes present for us right then and right there. Is it present completely yet? Well, no. But that doesn't matter, because it is breaking in. The gospel lesson for today, Jesus starts off by saying, "Little children, do not be afraid, for it is your Father's good pleasure give you the kingdom." So he's making a promise there. That's a promise that we need to hold on to, a promise that we need to claim. The promise that he's made is that it's the Father's pleasure to give us the kingdom. For as we pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come." So what might that look like? Have you ever stopped and wondered, because Jesus talks a lot about it. He says, "The kingdom of God has come near," or "The kingdom of God is like this," or like that, and he's drawing these parallels. But when we talk about the kingdom, we mean things like forgiveness, that mistakes are forgiven and they're remembered no more. We are reminded of compassion. Know that despite people's struggles in life, we treat one another with compassion and care. And we're reminded of fellowship, where we gather together to love and to support one another. In short, we are governed by love. Now that is the idea of the kingdom of God, because God's presence is amongst us so strongly that these qualities come to the forefront, because God is love. And when we are baptized, and when we are walking in the Christian life, this future reality that we look forward towards becomes present right here and right now. One of the best examples I can think of from this is Mother Teresa of blessed memory. Here is somebody who was a nun, and she spent most of her ministry and life caring for the poor in the poorest sections of India. So usually the colonies where people who had leprosy or HIV AIDS, they were just put there to be separated from the rest of society. They were very sick, and they had some pretty nasty diseases. And so in addition to the physical suffering, they were also cast out of the community. They couldn't interact with other people. Imagine what that must have done to a person's spirits. Instead, what Mother Teresa did, she went to them. She organized missionaries, people to volunteer, and cared for them. Now, in addition to cleaning soiled linens and making sure they had food to eat and places to stay, probably one of the most profound things she did for people was to love them. She looked at them, she cared for them, and helped them to realize and reminded them they are a precious child of God. was a gift that was incredible. It was a gift that was making God's kingdom present right in those moments. Now that happens to baptized Christians. Sometimes great dramatic effects like that, sometimes just as we gather together as a church, as we share fellowship with one another, as we greet one another and give them the message that you are loved and you are cared for. So we get these pieces, we get glimpses of what the kingdom looks like coming into our world. And when we see the kingdom, we also have a chance to begin to live into a spiritual life, living a life of faith. Now in the book to the letter from Hebrews today, we're getting a very wonderful definition of what faith is, probably the most beautiful definition of faith. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for. The assurance of things hoped for. So we can look at those qualities that we hope for, qualities like forgiveness, compassion, and fellowship, and love. We can say, yes, we hope for these things. But what faith means is that we are assured, we know deep down in our hearts and minds and bodies and souls that these are coming into our world and that at some future point they are going to be a complete reality. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for. Now let's contrast that with something else in our society. Often when we're having conversations around the church or even amongst families, we might say, a common theme comes up and say, now if I ever won the lottery, what I would do is, make sure the church was taken care of. I wouldn't have to worry about fundraising or having the money to do our capital projects. We'd be able to just greatly expand our food pantry, do all sorts of things. So we have plenty of hope there, don't we? Plenty of hope if we win the lottery. How many of us have the assurance of these things hoped for? No, if you're a Gene, say you got to play it first. I don't play the lottery because I don't have the assurance of these things happening. I don't know what the numbers are. Of course, if I did, bet your bottom dollar I'd be there. That would be the assurance of things hoped for. That would be faith. If I knew. So the lottery doesn't quite work that way. But faith in Christ does. Because we know that Christ will come again. We know that the world will be changed. We know that the world will be transformed. We know that these things that we hope for, of love and forgiveness, compassion, fellowship, become a complete reality. It becomes so much a regular part of who we are. That is a beautiful thing. And so if we have the assurance of these things that we hope for, we live our lives in anticipation of them happening. When we live our lives in anticipation, it helps us to be ready for when Christ comes. Now, baptism is also one of those ways that we get ready for Christ's coming. Jesus tells the story of a servant coming in late at night. He was at a wedding banquet. He was at a party, and this party went very late. They were celebrating, and somebody had gotten married, and they'd come back. And he says, it's like servants being dressed and ready to unlock the door when their master shows up. For some reason, when I read these stories now, I can only think of the show from a couple years ago, Downton Abbey. Imagine if Lord Grantham was off at a celebration, he was coming home late at night. You know some of the servants would have been there to let him in. Said, do you need anything, my lord? And sure, he had something. Perhaps in modern society, one way of looking at this is what happens in a hotel. Whenever my wife and I travel to New York for our vacation, we've taken to breaking up the trip into two phases. So we'll start one evening, make it to about Pennsylvania, spend the night, and then continue on. When we show up at the hotel, they're ready for us. They have the anticipation, or they have the assurance and the hope that we're going to be there because we made a reservation. So they're ready, and we come, and we check in, and they make our keys up for us, and there's people in the office to greet us, room is clean, fresh sheets on the bed, everything is prepared. with the kingdom of God, we know that things are going to be different. We know that Christ is coming again, and the kingdom will be here in all of its fullness of forgiveness, compassion, and fellowship, and love. But you know something? Sometimes these changes are hard. Sometimes changes and transitions are difficult. They can make a difference. Which is why Jesus had to say, do not be afraid, for this kingdom is coming. So don't be afraid to give alms. Don't be afraid to help the poor. But because the kingdom is coming. But in faith, when we walk the Christian life, we are beginning to live as if that future reality is already here. And think for a moment when people come to our food pantry, and not only are they happy that they're getting a bag of food so they can feed their families, but one of the things I've heard over the years is people come and they say, you know, this is one of the few places I come to where people treat me like a human being. That's the kingdom. Well, that's the way things should be. And in the kingdom, we don't have to worry about giving away so much that we ourselves become poor, because there's so much around that's helping, so much around that's sharing. But we live this way so that we are ready. We live this way because we know Christ has conquered the powers of sin and death. We live this way because we know Christ himself is bringing the kingdom into our world, and that the world itself will be different. We know it will be transformed. So as Christians, we start now. We have faith, we have the assurance that these things are going to happen, and we say, better get used to it now. Because when it comes, it's coming. When it comes, you do not want to be caught on your heels. You do not want to be caught off guard. It would be too jarring. So we get ready for it now. We help the poor. We forgive one another. We have fellowship. We love each other. We start now because we have faith, because we have the assurance these things hope for. And when we live this way, we are ready for the kingdom when it comes in all its fullness. It is pretty amazing how Christ is bringing about this world, that Christ is bringing about this amazing kingdom of God. This all started when he conquered sin. Conquered the evil powers of sin and death, and replaced them with God's will. God's kingdom come, God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And as Christians, we have this great advantage that we get to be a part of it. So it is a wonderful thing to be a Christian, because you are living into this future world, living into this future life, this life that Christ gives us. Thanks be to God.